Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to shop for a Yamaha golf cart, perhaps even a side-by-side ATV, UTV, you name it. They've got it there at Impact Power Sports, and they've got a full service shop, too. If you have something go wrong with your existing gear, you need some service done, they can help you at Impact Power Sports. Check them out in Rockford, Michigan, or online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Took an extra day this weekend, headed out to my father's on Friday for a assisting in the convalescing of my beloved stepmother slash mother. I'll just say stepmother, just to keep it simple. Joanne, like a mother to me. She is so sweet and kind, and her recovery is going quite well. Again, she cannot put any weight on her knee, and because of a busted kneecap that she suffered. So, all right, we got to wait on her, and but also the care now, because she is the primary caregiver for my dad, being a dementia patient. And a diabetic. So that's part of it. Now, prior to Joanne getting injured, you know, I don't think anybody had ever really had to offer this type of care for my dad. So every member of my extended family, through my dad and Joanne, we've kind of like all teamed up for this effort. And, you know, I've really been leaning into it. You know, I got to say, it's been great. I hate to say that caring. It sounds weird almost to say that caring for people is I don't want to say fun. There's something going on all the time. And you get to hang out with people who care about you. And yes, they do exist. People do exist who care about me. It's true. I know I'm just teasing. But no, it was spectacular again. One of the things that I did was I wanted to focus on, like when it comes to the food that Dad eats, I guess maybe I took it for granted that it was, that everybody knew like how Dad should eat. And maybe they did, and I'm sure he did eat fine, but when I was making food, when I was there, I focused on actual diabetic recipes. And so, you know, it's simple. Just an internet search. And I picked out a few, bought the ingredients, and went to work. So the damnedest thing happened. Hello to KTM Kingpin. Thank you for signing up again for now month number 3 in a row. I appreciate that very much. So, you know, I start cooking like 4 o'clock on Friday, and it was, you know, I focusing on, I guess what I learned is diabetic recipes are lean meats, so proteins, and a lot of vegetables, nutrient dense foods. If there are going to be carbohydrates, they're going to be whole grain carbohydrate and not a lot of those. So that extra step, I think, may have assisted Dad in short order for his system, because my dad, what he had been experiencing, and it's not anyone's fault, it's just kind of like the way it was. My dad's sugar could be, described as peaks and valleys. High points, low, high, low, high, low. When you would measure the blood sugar, his sugar in his blood with the glucometer, you know, you poke the finger, put the blood in the thing, and it tells you. So what we picked up on is that the difference in the food, he was getting less of these diabetic spikes. And so it was rising more gradually. And thus, there was what we figured out is not as much insulin when you would give him the shot in his belly was needed. But until we figured that out, there was, oh God, it was bad. It was a moment where, like, when he goes to bed, he gets an insulin shot, and he got too much, because when he woke up, I tested his blood on Saturday morning, and his blood level, his glucose level in his blood was 61. Okay, now the average waking person, if they're 80, 85 in the morning, like you and I, when we first get up, we're probably about 80-ish. Okay? And so 61 is, you know, you're in the ballpark of coma. So had he not gotten up early that day, there's the potential that he could have been in a bad spot. So we kind of like did some math and adjusting. Fortunately, we have a physician in the family who was like, oh, shit. And he goes, yeah, you know, if I think we need to kind of correspond with each other. So we did, and he's good now. But for a little bit there, we were like, what the hell is going on with your blood, with your sugar level in your blood? You know, I'd like to say there was a ton of stuff going on, but honestly, it's just checking on him, keeping him comfortable. And there was a couple moments where my father, I'm helping him and I'm being sweet to him and he's being sweet to me, but he just looks at me stone faced. He goes, now, how do we know each other? And I didn't overreact or anything like that. I said, oh, well, Dad, you are my father and I am your son. And then he was a little embarrassed by that. So he was like that. He didn't know it. And he goes, okay. You know, if you call me every day, I might be able to remember. So he has an awareness that it's, and he's well aware that his brain is leaving, his functioning is diminished, and he comes in and out of it. Other times he's kind of like, he's not aware that he has even dementia. He finished his lunch at one point, and then 30 seconds after we got up from the table, he asked when lunch was. So it's constantly resetting his brain, his memory. It's just like wiping everything out. But we kept him safe and sound. And then he, this was unbelievable. This might even make you cry, because it sure as hell made me cry when it happened. He'll start to sing songs. And he sang a few words of some song that he listened to from like the, I don't know, the 40s or the 50s or whatever the hell. And he goes, I can't remember the rest of it. I cannot remember. So I looked it up, and sure enough, I found the song and I played him the song. Oh my God. So he's sitting there listening to it. And then the next thing I know, I'm like bawling while I'm looking at him. It was a good moment though. It was a real good moment. One that I will treasure forever. Maureen says, oh no, I don't want to cry. Yeah, it was, I got to wall it off in order not to cry now. You know, I'm not going to sit here and sniff into the microphone like the Gregster. So, by the way, I am completely going to ignore from this point forward any references or discussions of the Gregster's hot wife. There will be no more references to her going forward on the show by me. She has responded in kind to my cease and desist, and she did a bang-up job in cataloging the Eric Zane Show podcast. She has okay, now none of it would stick because I reached out to the Italian. He goes, yeah, none of that matters, but it's probably best just to leave her alone. I go, yeah, okay, sounds good. I'll leave her alone. She gave numerous examples, like in great detail, word for word, transcribe perfectly of everything that I have ever said in the history of comments. And, you know, that is no small feat. So I think she has a organizational superpower. And so the Italian sent it to me, and then I took a look at it, and I go, oh, fuck. All right. And I go, well, you know, everything that is on there, that is all, those are all things that I said. And in the context of this show, they're ridiculous and stupid, but they sure as fuck look terrible when written down. So this is probably a good idea to just, you know, call it a day. And he goes, I agree. And I said, ultimately, all I wanted her to do was no longer to contact the people that I partner with. And I go, and if I just leave her alone, I won't have that. And he goes, yeah, you're right. So that's that. I don't want to deal with it. It's not worth it. So congratulatory to Greg's hot wife. I don't want to piss her off anymore. I mean, because she can make life difficult for me without a doubt. So I don't want to deal with that shit. So I'm glad that's over. Congratulations. Rebecca says, no worries. Greg by himself is an abundance of content. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I will say this. I would have never have even cared about this woman in any way, shape, or form had Greg not been such an asshole to me in the first place. This is everything that I have ever done is brought on by Greg. So I now turn all of my attention to that show, and that's good. I mean, that at the end of the day makes for a funnier Who Are These Freebeers show, which we will be doing again this week. And let's see. I think we can go Wednesday. I'll reach out to Ben Glaze. I like getting it done on Wednesday. Mondays are long days for me because of the staff meeting at the radio station. Tuesdays are long days because of Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we do Big Fraud Wednesday. And then it's almost like the weekend begins after that. You know, the workload, you want the workload getting lighter at the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Alan says, she is totally hot and has a normal size nose. Okay. You know, I should avoid reading those because I don't want to piss her off anymore. I would say this is a victory for her, for Greg's adorable wife. I got to work on not reading the comments that you assholes write. I don't want to get in any more hot water. All right. Now, if you idiots want to go ahead and make those comments, I can't stop you. I can't stop you from that nonsense. But I will no longer mention that going forward. And I'm goddamn serious about that. I'm fuck it. It's not worth it. All right. I want to interact with you morons, but it's very hard right now. Knock it off. All right, enough. Runner girl Amy says, no one in the chat is helping. You know, I want you guys to get it out of your system. You can go ahead and get this nonsense out of your system and have fun with it. That's okay. That is okay. Gigglebox Magoo is losing it at her call center job. That would be runner girl Amy, who, I mean, this might be one of the most joyful people on the planet. Gigglebox Magoo, our beloved runner girl Amy, who I believe ran the Chicago Marathon over the weekend. How are the legs? I hope your recovery is going well. I will say this. I read a little bit of Dancing in the Shadows, the book that Black Belt Nick has for a book club. Dancing in the Dark. Walk with the Shadows. We are the shadows. We are the world. And it's getting pretty good. I like it. That's a page turner. I'm only 30 pages in, but we will be getting back to our book club ways before you know it. In fact, we should probably put a date on it. Let's put a date on book club for next. Let's go with next Monday. No, I got class on Monday. Let's go with next Tuesday. That would be the 21st of October. Book club. All right. Good to go. And that'll start at 6 p.m. The Big Fraud Book Club will commence. So let's try to get through, I don't know, 150 pages. Does that sound okay? By then, if you're all already that far, I'll read more. I mean, but we got to break the book up somehow. 150 pages, that's not too bad. Okay. So, yeah, I had a great time with Dad and Joanne. My brother Jim is taking over sometime this week. And then Pooh Bear is going to be there next week. And, yeah, all good. All good. I got a chance to talk with my cousin and my aunt, who is my dad's sister. Bread Bull Brain Chris says we're all probably farther than that on the book. Well, you know, I mean, come on now. There's a lot going on with me. I'm lucky I got the time to get that done. I'll tell you what, I'll read as much as I possibly can, and then I'll let you know as the week goes on. How does that sound? Maybe we will have even more. You're all like halfway through it. Jesus, boy, I suck. All right, I'm going to get after it, I promise. The question is asked about the visit with Dad. Did you watch the film? So Dad has been saying Guns of Navarone over and over again. I don't know why. So I did, in fact, rent the film, The Guns of Navarone, which came out in 1961. And it's what a different world. You know, all they had to work with, really, I guess, is dialogue. But this was easily one of the most boring films I have ever seen in my entire life. Oh, my God. Had they edited this to today's standards, this film would have been about 3 minutes long. It was one of the most pointless piles of shit, poorly written screenplays. It's adapted from a book that was written a few years before that. But what a disaster. Maureen with a stupid fun fact. 1961! What a good year! Guess who was born that year? Yeah, whatever. Shut up. Don't do that. You remind me of He Who Shall Not Be Named. Ugh. Anyway, Bread Bull Brain Chris says there were so many war movies and spaghetti westerns that came out in that era. Yeah, they were. It was just awful. There was nothing interesting in this film, and I hated it. But we had to sit there and watch it. I don't even think Dad knew what the hell was going on. He was like, God, I wish I was in front of the Guns of Navarone when it fired. Jesus. Maureen writes, ouch. Yeah, I know. How do you think I feel? Chris says, was it black and white? Those suck. No, it was not. Maybe it was, but they had colorized it. I don't know. But it was a huge pile of shit. Okay. When you're there, though, like when I was there with Dad, you sleep with one eye open because I was like fearful that something would happen in the middle of the night. But everything was good, and no accidents, thank God. No peeing in coolers, thank God. I didn't bring the cooler. Chris says, were you gripping your pillow tight? He's ripping that off of Metallica, Enter Sandman. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Yes. Jackass. Okay. There is peace in the Middle East, and I want to get to this. That war has been going on for just over 2 years. This reporter from NBC News does a nice job with this synopsis. And I figured I'd share it with you right now.
How did the prospects for a peace deal go from this?
We are coming up with various plans. We're going to see. It's a very difficult situation.
To this.
Well, last night we reached a momentous breakthrough in the Middle East, something that people said was never going to be done.
Current and former officials tell us that the deal can be tracked to three critical points. Israel's strike on Qatar, sideline discussions at the recent UN General Assembly, and Jared Kushner's discussions with his father-in-law. On September 9th, Israel launched airstrikes on the Qatari capital of Doha. They were trying to kill Hamas's leaders. This blindsided a lot of people, including the White House.
I was very unhappy about it, very unhappy about every aspect.
Qatar is a U.S. ally, and it hosts an airbase with about 10,000 American troops. The attack prompted President Trump and his team to put the squeeze on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to bring the war to an end. Trump went so far as to warn that he would not support Israel annexing the West Bank, as some far-right members of Netanyahu's cabinet had proposed. Next, negotiations at the UN General Assembly.
Where it really took a turn is when we were at the United Nations.
At the UN, Trump met with Arab and Muslim majority nations, ones that could influence Hamas, and sold to them his 20-point peace plan. With Arab nations on board in this coalition, that put a lot of pressure on Netanyahu, and Trump even got Netanyahu to call the Qatari prime minister to apologize for Israel's airstrikes.
I did not know that. He called to say sorry? And here's the image of him. Netanyahu on the phone with Trump looking pissed off next to him, and he's reading his apology. This is like me apologizing for pants, except it's an airstrike. But that's an embarrassing look for Netanyahu. You will call and you will apologize, asshole.
Airstrikes. That call mended the relationship between Qatar and Israel enough to keep Qatar engaged as a key intermediary in the peace talks. And finally, there was Jared Kushner's role. The president's son-in-law was Trump's chief envoy to the Middle East during his first term, when he became a key player in the region. And while Kushner has not had a big public presence in this administration, he did recognize the importance of these negotiations and pushed his father-in-law to remain engaged and go all in. With his father-in-law dialed in, Kushner traveled with Steve Witkoff, President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, in order to try to hammer out the last details of the 20-point peace plan. Witkoff told us in a phone interview that once they were there, the deal came together quick in a good way. U.S. officials warned that there's still a lot of work to do to make sure that the ceasefire holds.
Mr. Vice President, do you see this moment as an end to the war in Gaza?
This is last night.
I do, Chris, and we're going to have to do a lot of work to make sure that it stays ended.
All right, there's a... Okay, so that was a... I guess this here is a... earlier today, one of the reunions with one of the hostages. Released Israeli hostage Matan Zangakur reunites with his mother. Wow. There's more. This is released hostage Guy Gilboa Dalal reunited with his family after being held in Gaza for 2 years.
Thank you for calling the box.
Hey, guy. Bread Bull Brain, Chris says. Becca Shea says the Middle East is going to own the U.S. with all this bullshit. Qatar building a military base in Idaho. Now, I'm not sure what she means there. I would need some clarification. Rebecca says, if this is actually a peace agreement, if it sticks, I would give the administration credit. Tyler says, you call and say you're sorry, then you're going to time out to think about what you've done. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, sorry I bombed your country. Corn Pop 83 says, love him or hate him, he's a leader, and I can't believe he got this done. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, the angel of peace, Saint Donald Trump. All right. Alan, with a comment on the reunited families, they're speaking devil. Dad was speaking devil with my aunt. It was my dad and I on FaceTime with my cousin and my aunt, and the three of them are just, I'm like, oh, yeah. And they were all impressed with my dad's perfect Armenian. They were actually dipping in and out of three languages, English, Farsi, and Armenian. And I'm like, well, how do you do this? Qatar is an ally. I'd be more worried about all the land China owns here, LOL. Boy, you guys know more about this than I do. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, You've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon goods were all out of the ordinary. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, we are building a base in Idaho to try to train Qatari pilots. I actually have heard about that. You're right. U.S. is allowing Qatar to build a military base in the U.S. This is payback for Trump getting his free plane. Okay. So there are 20 points in this peace plan. I would like to check this out. I mean, I want to know what's happening. This is from the BBC. One, Gaza will be de-radicalized, a de-radicalized terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors. So both parties agreed to this. Gaza will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza who have suffered more than enough. Again, this is what Trump came up with. So the country will be, or the Gaza Strip will be rebuilt. If both sides agree to this proposal, the war will immediately end. Israeli forces will withdraw to the agreed-upon line to prepare for a hostage release. That's already happened. During this time, all military operations, including aerial and artillery bombardment, will be suspended. Excuse me, O'Neill. Sorry, guy. All bombardment will be suspended. Battle lines will remain frozen until conditions are met for the complete staged withdrawal. Within 72 hours of Israel publicly accepting this agreement, all hostages alive and deceased will be returned. Once all hostages are released, Israel will release 250 life sentence prisoners, plus 1,700 Gazans who were detained after the 7th of October 2023, including all women and children detained in that context. For every Israeli hostage whose remains are released, Israel will release the remains of 15 deceased Gazans. Boy, this is quite specific. Once all hostages are returned, Hamas members will commit to peaceful coexistence and to decommission their weapons. Will be given amnesty. Members of Hamas who wish to leave Gaza will be provided safe passage to receiving countries. Upon acceptance of this agreement, full aid will be immediately sent into the Gaza Strip. At a minimum, aid quantities will be consistent with what was included in the 19th of January 2025 agreement regarding humanitarian aid, including rehabilitation of infrastructure, water, electricity, sewage, rehabilitation of hospitals and bakeries, and entry of necessary equipment to remove rubble and open roads. 8, entry of distribution and aid in the Gaza Strip will proceed without interference from the two parties through the United Nations and its agencies and the Red Crescent. I don't know what that is. I'm guessing that's humanitarian. In addition to other international institutions not associated in any manner with either party. Opening the Rafah crossing in both directions will be subject to the same mechanism implemented under the 19th of January 2025 agreement. I'm just going to go through these, so I appreciate your patience if this isn't your thing. Gaza will be governed under the temporary transitional governance of a technocratic, apolitical Palestinian committee. I don't have any idea what that means. I guess it's good. Responsible for delivering the day-to-day running of public services and municipalities for the people in Gaza. This committee will be made up of qualified Palestinians and international experts with oversight and supervision by a new international transitional body known as the Board of Peace, which will be headed and chaired by Donald Trump, with other members and heads of state to be announced, including former Prime Minister Tony Blair. This body will set the framework and handle the funding for the redevelopment of Gaza until such time as the Palestinian Authority has completed its reform program as outlined in various proposals, including President Trump's peace plan in 2020 and the Saudi-French proposal, and can securely and effectively take back control of Gaza. So Trump's the boss until the Palestinian Authority is established, and then he hands it over. This body will call on the best international standards to create modern and efficient governance that serves the people of Gaza, and it's conducive to attracting investment. This all sounds good so far. So basically, rebuild the country, come up with a government, and then hand it over to them when the time is right. Number 10, a Trump economic development plan to rebuild and energize Gaza will be created by convening a panel of experts who have helped birth some of the thriving modern miracle cities in the Middle East. Many thoughtful investment proposals and exciting development ideas have been crafted by well-meaning international groups and will be considered to synthesize the security and governance frameworks to attract and facilitate these investments that will create jobs, opportunity, and hope for future Gaza. Number 11, a special economic zone will be established with preferred tariff and access rates to be negotiated with participating countries. Of course he's going to work in the tariffs. No one will be forced to leave Gaza, and those who wish to leave will be free to do so and free to return. We will encourage people to stay and offer them the opportunity to build a better Gaza. All right. I'm not going to read the rest of these. I thought I was, but I'm not going to. We got through 12, but that's all very interesting. I'll link it up in the show notes, and you can look at 13 through 20. 18 does look interesting. Actually, 17 and 18. In the event Hamas delays or rejects this proposal, the above, including the scaled-up operation, will proceed in the terror-free areas handed over from the IDF to the ISF. 18, an interfaith dialogue process will be established based on the values of tolerance and peaceful coexistence to try and change mindsets and narratives of Palestinians and Israelis by emphasizing the benefits that can be derived from peace. Okay, so, Jesus, if this thing becomes, like, awesome, that would be a great, great story. I am certainly hopeful that that is the case. Skip says, hateful people think Trump is evil will probably find something wrong with him brokering this deal. Ignorant MFers. I don't know. All you would have to do is read that. And I think that if there's anybody that finds what is written down in the deal, it's a contract, for God's sake. You'd be hard pressed. I mean, I don't know enough, and I don't have enough spite in my heart to do that in any way. But this doesn't sound bad at all. Piano Finger Banger says he's going to turn Gaza into a Trump theme park from hell. Look, at the end of the day, if the people that live there are like, yeah, you know what, this is fucking great, we love it here. You know, if in 10 years they look back and say, holy shit, thank God for Trump. If the Gazans are like, oh my God, this is fucking great, we love it here. Then, yeah. I don't know. I think that not destroying each other is better than destroying each other. So they got that going for them. We shall see. We had a bad night last night, and I don't know. It Next thing I know, Pooh Bear is looking into the bathroom, and she goes, oh, no. I guess she heard this before I did. O'Neal was in the bathroom, and the door closed behind him, and he wanted to get out. And so he was, she's like, what the hell is that? So Pooh Bear gets up. It's 5 in the morning. It's an hour before I have to get up. And opens the door, and there's, and she lets, and she turns the light on, and it's, he's had, oh my God, just a, must have been a terrible upset stomach. Absolute catastrophe. There is not one solid bit of poo. It is as if he was making chocolate pancakes everywhere. It would be like if he had a big container of the chocolate pancake batter and just knocked it over on the counter, but it was the ground, the white ceramic tile. I was like, oh, fuck, shit. All right. Now, I have this ADHD superpower that in the face of catastrophe, I always remain calm, though still half asleep. The incredible ability to be able to gather my wits and do a bang-up job cleaning this up. 10 minutes later, that's the end of that. Poor O'Neal, as I await to hear from the vet about the potential. Did we talk about multiple myeloma yet? Have I discussed that with you? I don't think I discussed this with the free crowd because he was taken in Thursday. The doc saw something. The vet saw something in O'Neal. I might have discussed this with the Patreon crowd. But no. So the vet saw something weird. I brought him back in. And so we got some more testing done. And he goes, there's a small chance that he's got lymphoma, but probably not. But more of a chance that he has a bone cancer called multiple myeloma. And you're like, EZ, how are you not like weeping right now while you're saying these words that O'Neal may have multiple myeloma, bone cancer? And, well, I don't know, but he said, I might be wrong, but all I'm doing here with this testing is checking off more boxes to determine if there's anything at all wrong with him. There may be nothing wrong with him. So, but it might be multiple myeloma, Eric. I said, well, what is that? Well, multiple myeloma causes small holes in the bones of the animal. I don't know what it does to humans. Who knows? Maybe the same thing. So like, Rebecca, she says multiple myeloma is more of a blood cancer. My grandpa had it. And I think that that's right. But what it does to him, they're saying, is to dogs is it makes holes in the bones. And then the dogs have a hard time walking. It's painful. And their hair falls out. And it's all sorts of crazy shit that happens to the dog. Well, none of that has happened to O'Neal. Runs, jumps, everything's fine. So he said, that's something that has me thinking that it might not be multiple myeloma. But we won't know till we find out. If this test comes back the way I don't want it to, then he does have it, and then you begin treatment. What is that? It is very treatable. It is a oral chemotherapy. You just give him a pill, and then that's that. So just figured I'd let you know because everybody loves O'Neal. Everybody loves my dogs. Everybody loves me. There's all love here. This is all about love. What is there not to love about me? Everybody knows that I'm the most loving person on the planet. The only time that I don't offer love is when I get bullied. And if I get bullied, then I am going to never, ever... I will never relent unless if you have happened what happened to me and my current legal battle, then I might actually relent like I did earlier in the show. Rebecca says, I'm glad to hear that it is treatable. Alan makes a comment that I'm not reading that. What the hell is wrong with you? I don't know if I mentioned this. Jackie is in Greece and she went with her friend. They went out like on a hot girl vacation to Greece. You can do that when you're a young professional. You know, this is what couples that don't have kids do. They make bank. And then, so these two don't have kids, Jackie and Justin. And, Justin's at home doing taxes for everybody. And Jackie goes out with her friend for a hot girl vacation to Greece. And what I wasn't aware of is that there are 3 million cats in the area that they're in right now. Stray cats. And they are welcome, and they're cared for. They are a revered part of the culture in Greece. I had no idea about this. So they were years ago, centuries ago, cats were introduced to eliminate the rodent issues. And there are no more rodents. There's no more disease from rodents. Because the cats kill all the rodents, and then the people that live there, the cats are treated very well. So I've got images of Jackie walking into a club, and there's a bouncer and a cat. They walk by a men's store, and in the front window, sleeping amongst the shoes and the suits is a cat. Jackie's eating dinner, and a cat gets in her lap. And it's like a cat haven. I'd never heard of this. So if you love cats, you need to go to Greece because they're everywhere. They have an Airbnb, and there's three cats that stay just outside of the Airbnb. And you can go outside and play with a cat. Piano Finger Banger says, this sounds amazing. Yeah, I wish I had thought about this beforehand. I would have uploaded the pictures. And you know what I'll do? I will share all the cat adventures on the Patreon today. So I will take all the stuff that Jackie has sent to me from her vacation, still pictures and videos of her cat trip. And you will see for yourself how much of a cattopia this place is. Becca Shea says, what part of Greece is she in? I'm not sure. I saw some, it's near where, I think Athens, because isn't that where there's a place called the Acropolis? So I think she is right by there, or at least she was when that picture was taken. Runner girl Amy says, I'll run a marathon there and pet the cats for 26 miles. You would. Rebecca says, we all know this is going to be the new challenge. Squeeze a reference into the chat and see if EZ will read it. You know, you go for that. I would like to announce the latest pinball orgy that we have. This one is going to be a tournament. Saturday, November 8th is our latest adventure at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. It is a pinball orgy / pinball tournament. We will start at 9 p.m. sharp. About 8:30, you can get there to sign up. There will be prizes. Ryan says, I will come up with something awful, LOL. Maybe prizes for the top three. Okay, so pinball tournament, that is November 8th, the latest Eric Zane Show podcast adventure at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. I am hopeful that our pal Jeremy Kay will be able to be there because he is the odds-on favorite. He has spent his time in losing 135-plus pounds by playing pinball and boning. Of course, his new better half is Rebecca, Miss Twat-a-Lot. Becca Shea says, damn it, I will be recovering from getting my boobs reduced. Okay, wow. That can be very, very stressful when your boobs are too large. I'm assuming that is truthful, but I'm not 100% because it isn't often that you hear someone say, oh my God, I got to get my boobs reduced. And when I met you in person, I didn't, I looked you in the face at the basketball game, you and Kevin. So I didn't look at your boobs. So I don't know what's up and what's down. And since I can't tell if you're joking in text, are you actually really getting your boobs reduced in size? Because if I had to guess, I guess I do have you as a picture in my brain. You seemed slight to me. You didn't seem like you had gigantic boobs. Okay, yeah, this is actually a legitimate thing. She says, LOL, I hide them well. Yes, they're getting reduced and lifted. Okay, well, I don't know who your doc is, but Jacqueline and Pooh Bear went to a doctor by the name of Dr. Renucci. I forget the name of the place. I'm wondering if you have Dr. Renucci as your physician. He's a great, great plastic surgeon. Wonderful guy, too. So I hope you do well with that. You know, I'm sure it'll be complication-free, and you'll be just fine, and you will recover nicely. Black Belt Nick says, someone I know just went through that. She's happy, but it took a good 4 weeks to recover. Piano Finger Banger says, moment of silence for less boobs in the world. Rebecca says, do you think we can get it BOGO? Well, you know, Rebecca, I think we need to, as you grew from a teenage girl to adult woman, did you have excessive boobs then? Or was it when you started like powerlifting that you got excessive boobage? Because perhaps if you hit your fat-a-thon goals, the boobage will somehow work itself out, you know? Not everybody can deadlift 500 pounds. The boobs have always been excessive. That, what a pain in the ass that must be, you know? I actually feel for you. She says they just get in the way when she's lifting. Okay, as always, great sponsors help make this show possible. Thanks for supporting them for all these years, ladies and gentlemen. As we're fast approaching 7 years of podcasting. Oh, my God. Thank you, as always, to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Fantastic place to get your vehicle repaired. You can find them at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. They'll work on any make or model. They'll also work on hybrids and EVs. They have free loaner cars for you to check out if you, if you need one. ervines.com. Or you can just reach out to Megan. Get the phone number and call the good folks over at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to Frank Fuss. If you need health care and you're in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance or you're self-employed, that's when you get your insurance from the marketplace. And I want you to go to Frank Fuss. He is a free service for my audience members. He will get you into your policy, and you do not pay a dime. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. And fill out the form. Frank will get back a hold of you very soon, and you can take advantage of that. Buyinsurancehere.com. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Okay, I am off to the workplace staff meeting. Let's see. Any other comments that I need to... Okay, no, that's a comment about something I don't want to read. As the audience continues to try to make comments about something that I said I'm not going to talk about anymore on this show after a return legal volley that the Italian got in the email from Greg's better half pertaining to my cease and desist. We are trading cease and desist. So when I called the Italian, I said, I am going to honor that and leave her alone and not discuss her or any of the children anymore. And you're like, easy, well, you didn't discuss anything with the kids. Yeah, I know, but there absolutely, you know, were moments when cracks were made that were not good. So she's not looking for anything. She simply just said, I just don't want to hear it anymore. Don't mention it anymore. And you know what? I'm going to honor that. It was fun while it lasted, but there will be no more. One thing she did point out, she pointed out that, and this is what I mean by in writing, it's so much worse. When I made the crack that I want to get that hoodie that says bring back bullying. Now, that's ridiculous. Now, of course, I want that sweatshirt. And of course, I would wear that sweatshirt. But you all know that I would never want anybody to be bullied except Greg. So the idea that I'm a bullier is ridiculous. I get bullied. But at the same time, when you see it in writing and then I'm wearing it, I don't want my sponsors to go, wait, what? I don't want to have to explain that. So that's it. Yes, I'm going to get the sweatshirt, but no, I'm not going to mention anymore. So. All right, folks, I will be back after the staff meeting. Thank you. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.